Many of the families of those who fled the Khmer Rouge came to America. NPR's Tovia Smith visited Lowell, Massachusetts, which is now home to thousands of Cambodian Americans. She talked with some of them about how they're reacting to news of Pol Pot's death.
The Pylon Plaza lies in the heart of Lowell's Cambodian community. 25,000 immigrants who fled Cambodia to begin a new life here, fishing or working in factories, shop here for Cambodian delicacies like sour soup and pickled whitefish and everything from gold jewelry to Cambodian videos. Many passing through today expressed mixed feelings about the death of Pol Pot. 34-year-old businessman Charles Song says he regrets that he'll never get the satisfaction of seeing Pol Pot tried for the killing, forced labor, and starvation of millions of Cambodians.
It make me feel good that to hear that the guy is dying. But on the other hand, I feel sad because we are not going to be able to find out why the man did what he did. Millions and millions of innocent people die.
Indeed, just about every Cambodian immigrant in Lowell can tell a story of horror and death. One young man says his mother was hit on the head and buried alive. Another saw his siblings starve to death. Song says he was just old enough to remember the terror himself.
It was horrifying. It was horrifying.
Song says he tried to escape the Khmer Rouge with his older brother and a friend, but he was the only one to make it.
We were shot. We didn't realize that we were ambushed. And finally, my brother's friend was hanged himself. The next day, my brother, we did not know what happened to him.
Last summer, Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge comrades conducted a show trial and condemned the former guerrilla leader to house arrest for life. But many Cambodians, like this woman who asked that her name not be used, see that trial as a farce.
The trial is not really an international trial either. We never know what's going on, you know.
In the convenience store he owns in downtown Lowell, Yang Bun Tan says he too is sorry Pol Pot will never be tried, but not because he wants him to be held accountable. Rather, like many immigrants here, Bun Tan thinks a trial would prove that Pol Pot is not fully to blame for the Cambodian genocide.
I would say that he's not responsible 100%. He should get out International Court of Justice and show who else.
Bun Tan publishes the Cambodian Press, a newspaper distributed across the United States that some regard as Khmer Rouge propaganda. The paper has run stories blaming the Hanoi government for much of the killing. As for Pol Pot, Bun Tan believes he deserves some credit for what he did.
Number one, he defend his country by not allow foreigners take over Cambodia. I should admire him on that issue. He's a stand-up against the Vietnamese invasion.
But even those Cambodian immigrants most critical of Pol Pot say they're not sure his death will bring any relief or peace to their nation still troubled by violence, poverty, and political turmoil. 28-year-old Pike Hout came to Lowell in 1985 after losing six brothers and sisters and both his parents.
I think, you know, finally he died, but I don't think it's over. You know, there are a lot of Khmer Rouge still live in the jungle.
Several Cambodian immigrants in Lowell today declined to comment at all on the news of Pol Pot's death, some too fearful and some simply too weary to get involved with the pain and conflict that still plagues their homeland. 39-year-old Savut Mam immigrated in 1980 and has since opened a clothing store in Lowell. 20 years ago, Mom says he was bitter and dreamed of taking revenge on his Khmer Rouge tormentors. When he heard the news today, he simply shrugged, saying he is trying to put that part of his life behind him.
My family died by the regime, I have no food. My grandma died, my father died, and my sister died. But that's a long time ago. I don't have the bad feeling with that right now. I get out of the country, I come here. I start my new life, so I try to forget it.
If we all keep trying to get back at each other, Mom says, the killing in Cambodia will never stop. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Lowell, Massachusetts.